Kiss Me. So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Nathan Davis, who is hosting the open mic night at Alexander's this coming Tuesday, the 10th of January, and he'll also be playing as well with his band, The Vanity Firm. Hiya, Nathan. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
So firstly, let's talk about the open mic night at Alexander's Live this Tuesday, the 10th. You're hosting it, aren't you? Have you hosted it before?
Yes, so I have hosted it once before with a friend of mine. Yeah, it's a really good night. I've been going there for quite a long time now.
Yeah, same.
It's one of the first places I started off playing live with Alexander's, so...
Yeah. Me too, actually, because I, well, back in the day, I used to perform my own songs, and gone are those days, so anyone that does it still inspires me, like yourself. So what are your thoughts on Alexander's as a venue, and Jamie Northrup as a boss of Alexander's, because he's done so well, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's it. The place has done really well recently. It's, as I mentioned before, it's basically been going for years.
Yeah.
Open mic night and then the festivals as well that they run in this summer.
So good.
So, Loud and Local. Which is such a great festival, and all the ones that run over that period of time,
exactly.
And some of the events they put on are just fantastic. So,
yeah,
I love it. Yes. Always been a big fan.
Same. So tell us about The Vanity Firm, because you launched towards the end of 2022, didn't you, with aspirations for a busy 2023, and those aspirations are coming true, aren't they? Tell us about it.
Yes, so it's a project I've had on the card since about March of 2022. So I play with another band called Python Blister.
Oh, cool.
And,
good name.
it's more of a sort of hard rock punk kind of vibe.
Love that.
And the songs that I'm writing with The Vanity Firm, they're a little bit more sort of low-key melancholic, which doesn't quite meet up to, like, the kind of style that we've got Python Blister.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to kind of exercise that kind of part of myself a little bit.
Yeah, I love that.
And the whole New Year, New Me thing, I thought, now is as good a time as any to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
So, had the tracks recorded now for a while. I mixed, master, produced them all at home. They're all recorded in my little home studio.
Oh, amazing. Brilliant.
Yeah. So, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
But now the release of the debut single, The Ballad of the Broken Man, has gone really well.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with it, and the reception's been really, really good. I'm hoping to get some new songs out, some gigs on the go soon.
I'm sure you will.
And a good a place to start as any is Alexander's with open mic nights. I've been looking forward to
Definitely. I love this quote about you. The Vanity Firm is a guitar-driven, melancholic, as you just said, musical project, and your brand new single, The Ballad of the Broken Man, tells the story of a man struggling to handle his emotions. So tell us about the song, because I'm going to play it in a minute, but I feel like it has a really good message behind it.
Yeah, so it's... autobiographical in a sense. One of those times where I was just struggling with those sorts of things.
Yeah.
As a man, you know, with emotions, it's quite hard to articulate those.
It's brilliant. Being it's absolutely brilliant show. Message.
Yeah, that's it. I thought the best way to get this out is through a song. And the song kind of tells this tale of how the protagonist, myself really, was going through this tough time, and it took someone to kind of pull them out from that, which is where it crescendos at the end, and you get that sort of the acoustic guitar and then just the lead electric guitar line, and it just boils down to this partner that just pulls me out of it, which goes back to my partner Sarah.
Bless Sarah. Hi Sarah.
I love the shout out. She helped me through a lot, and I just thought that whole sort of story, that self-reflective thing,
can help so many people.
Exactly, yeah.
So many
people.
It's
going to be something a lot of people can relate to. So.
Most definitely. Respect for that. So I assume you'll be playing on at the open mic night on Tuesday, that song and others?
Shall.
Amazing.
Yes, that's it. I'll kick things off. We normally start around 7:30.
Yep.
Get people signed up to the event, get a quick drink in before the event kicks off. With music usually starting around 8 o'clock, and it runs till sort of around 11 o'clock when we start to wind things down a little bit. But the last couple I've been to with different hosts have been really, really good.
Yeah.
And it's always a bit of a struggle, or it has been a bit of a struggle with sort of post-COVID.
Yeah, but now people can, they've got no excuse. If you've got music,
you
need to come and share it on Tuesday.
Come on down. That's it. Anyone that's listening, you know, if you've got a song that you want to play, come on down.
Yeah, in a safe environment.
Exactly, yeah. It's such a welcoming environment, and a lot of my friends I've met through open mic nights, Alexander's being one of them.
Yeah.
one of those open mic nights where I've met a lot of people, so it's such a good atmosphere.
It's a great family, isn't it? Yeah, community.
Exactly that, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely get yourselves down there if you're thinking about sharing your music. It's the perfect time. So lastly, Nathan, where can people download your song and find out more about you online?
Yeah, of course. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. You just search The Vanity Fur, it's all on there. And then the song itself is on SoundCloud.
Cool.
So again, if you just go to SoundCloud, search The Vanity Fur, it'll be the first thing that comes up.
Excellent.
And it's also available to purchase on Bandcamp if you want to help support the project a little bit. It's available on there as well.
Amazing stuff. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Nathan. I love your vibe with helping people through your music. Keep up the good work and enjoy the open mic night at Alexander's on Tuesday.
That's great, Ruth. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Nathan. That was Nathan Davis there, who is hosting the open mic night down at Alexander's Live this coming Tuesday, the 10th of January. And as we spoke about in the interview, he'll be playing this song amongst others with his band, The Vanity Firm. This is the Ballad of the Broken Man, and it's got a beautiful message and it's a beautiful song. Enjoy.
Look, dim boy, nasty.
loving that. That was The Ballad of the Broken Man by Nathan Davis, and he recorded it in his own home, which I absolutely love, and it's a message for anybody that's struggling with mental health, and a great message too, and a great song. If you want to hear more from Nathan and the Vanity Firm, then make sure you go to the open mic night on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 10th of January. Likewise, if you've got any songs that you want to share, get yourselves down there. For any tickets for events down at Alexander's Live, by the way, just head over to alexanderslive.com.